Hello all, I'm Dr. Manas Ranjan Tripathi welcoming you again to my podcast series Proctology and Laparoscopic Surgery. Hope you have all been well and in good health. In today's episode, we'll discuss the impact of stress on rectal health and explore the strategies to effectively manage it. So let's delve into this important topic. Stress is common, almost all of us have stress and it's an inevitable part of our lives. But its impact on our overall health, including the rectal health, should never be underestimated. Here is how stress can affect our rectal health and what we can do to manage it. First and foremost, stress impacts our bowel movements. High levels of stress can disrupt the normal functioning of our digestive system, leading to changes in bowel movements. It can either cause constipation, where the stool becomes hard and difficult to pass, or it can trigger even episodes of loose motions or diarrhea, where the stool is loose and watery. These changes in bowel habits can contribute to the development or exacerbation of already existing rectal conditions such as hemorrhoids or anal fissures. Increased muscle tension. Stress is known to lead to increased muscle tension throughout our body, including the rectal muscles or the sphincters. The heightened tension can contribute to discomfort, pain, and even spasms in the rectal muscles. Conditions like pelvic floor dysfunction or Levator-Annais syndrome, characterized by chronic pelvic pain, can often be exacerbated by increased stress. Poor coping mechanisms. When we experience stress, we may turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms such as overeating, smoking, or excessive alcohol consumption. These behaviors can have a negative impact on rectal health. Overeating can lead to weight gain and increased pressure on the rectal veins, potentially contributing to the development of hemorrhoids. Smoking, as you know, and excessive alcohol intake can impair the blood vessel functions, affecting the blood flow in the anorectal region and increasing the risk of anorectal disorders like hemorrhoids, fissures, and so on. So what do we do to manage the stress and minimize its impact on rectal health, considering that it has so much of effect on our anorectal health? It's easier said than done, but we can consider the following strategies. We should practice stress management techniques like reducing activities. We can engage in stress reducing activities such as exercises, meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga. These techniques can help to calm our mind, relax our body, and promote our overall well-being. So it promotes our rectal well-being also. We should find time and do activities that you enjoy and make them a part of your daily routine. The most important is self-care. We should prioritize self-care at all costs. Take time for yourself, engage in activities that help you unwind and recharge. This can include hobbies, spending time with loved ones, engaging in relaxation techniques, and activities that bring you joy and peace. Self-care is essential for maintaining a healthy mind and body. If you are not able to figure out what you have to do, please seek support. Reach out to trusted friends, family, or professional counselor to talk about your stressors and concerns. Sometimes simply expressing your feelings and receiving support can alleviate stress and provide a fresh perspective. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Eat a balanced diet, stay physically active, and ensure you can get enough sleep. These lifestyle factors play a crucial role in managing stress and provide overall well-being, including your rectal health. Remember, managing stress is an ongoing process, doesn't happen overnight, and finding what works best for you may take time. But you should be patient and persistent in incorporating stress management systems, strategies into your daily life. You are the best judge of your body to manage your stress. By effectively managing stress, you can positively impact your rectal health and overall quality of life. That wraps up today's episode of the podcast series Proctology and Laparoscopic Surgery. I hope you found this discussion on the impact of stress on rectal health and stress management strategies helpful. Take care of yourself, prioritize stress management, and be proactive about your well-being. Thank you all. Until we meet next time.